Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. Okay, so removing spiritual myths, part three, grounding, meditation, and protection. Let's talk about grounding first. So grounding, the purpose of grounding is to bring you back into focus. A lot of the times you'll get caught up with what's going on in your life. You'll get caught up with your past. You'll get caught up with your future, all the plans and ideas and things that you really have that you want to do. And you get caught up on your own head and you're not focusing on the moment. You're not enjoying the moment. You're not living in the moment. I'm constantly saying that the moment is a gift. Your moment, day to day, every moment is a present. It is literally the present and a present because you're not guaranteed the next moment. You're absolutely not guaranteed any moments other than the one that you're living in. So being grounded is bringing you back into focus in the moment at that specific time that you're doing something. So enjoying your life, being out in nature, crystals. The reason why they say to use crystals and nature and eating and water to ground you is because you're focused on that moment. You're focused on the thing that you're holding, the thing that you're doing, the things that you're looking at. You bring yourself back into focus so you're not scatterbrained about your future and your past and everything that's going on and all your concerns and your worries and your fears. You're right in the moment, enjoying the moment. So that is the purpose of grounding. We're going to talk about spiritual protection. So when I say that we need to practice spiritual protection, it's not because I want you to fear that you're going to get hurt or that there's any negative spirits or that you're going to be harmed by a negative entity. That's not the purpose of protection. The purpose of protection is to protect your own energy. If you're an empath, a healer, a psychic intuitive, a medium, doesn't matter which of the five you are, if you have those gifts and abilities, it's very important to practice protection so that you're protecting your energy. Now, as a medium, spirit will come in, they'll interrupt you, you'll have to raise your energetic vibration so that you're at a match to their energetic vibration. And that's really draining on your energy. And energetic vampires, people who are narcissists who like to attach to the energy of an empath, psychic intuitives, when we're constantly doing readings or we're constantly connecting to other people's energies, we are draining our own energy. So putting protections and boundaries into place, we're in essence protecting our energy. We're not protecting us from harm per se. We're protecting ourselves in an energetic form so that we're not draining our energy. We're not giving all of our energy to others. We're not taking on the negative energies of other people. So it's not a fear thing. It is literally just a protection thing. So when somebody tells you, oh, you know, you don't need to practice protection because you're placing fear in your own path, that's not the purpose of protection. Protection is to protect your energy, your divine energy, your physical energy, your emotional energy. You need to be protecting all of those things from the people who are negative, from the situations that are negative, even positive. You don't want to be high vibrational all the time because you're going to crash and burn. You're going to drain your life force energy when you're constantly at a higher vibration. So those are those two things. The next one we're going to talk about is meditation. And a lot of you have heard me talk about meditation numerous times on numerous occasions. People will tell you, you know, meditation is to clear your mind. Meditation is to so that you can zone out and relax. Well, the purpose of meditation is relaxation. In order to meditate, you're relaxing your body, you're relaxing your emotions. You are, in essence, relaxing your mind. But when people tell you, oh, clear your mind, clear all thoughts, you get frustrated. You'll sit there and you'll try to meditate and you'll try and you'll try and you'll try to meditate. And then you get frustrated because you're not able to meditate in the way that people are telling you that you should. Now, if you're the type of person where you can sit down and you can meditate and clear your mind, great. If that works for you, that's amazing. But there are a lot of people out there who have trouble clearing their mind. They have trouble clearing their thought processes, the unaligned beliefs and aligned beliefs that are coming in and out. If you've got stresses in your life, so you're thinking about those things, it is very hard as an individual, as a divine being, to clear your mind, because you're not only working on your mind level, you're working on an energetic spirit level, you're working on a base level. So meditation is not to clear your mind. It's actually to clear your emotions, because meditation is a deep relaxation. You want to clear your emotions. You want to relax those emotions. You want to relax your body and take that time to allow those thoughts to come in. If you're in a deep meditation and you start thinking about things, think about that. That's spirit downloading thoughts into your brain. That's, you know, your subconscious downloading thoughts into your brain so that you can work on those thoughts without being emotionally charged. You don't want to be emotionally charged when you're meditating, right? So the purpose of it is to clear your emotions. If you have a really stressful situation and say you're stressed with your kids or your ex or your parents or, you know, your friends or, you know, your work, whatever it is, if you're stressed, supremely stressed by a situation in your life and you try to meditate, your emotions are going to, as soon as that thought comes into your head, your emotions are going to be like, bing, 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 there's that belief, there's that situation, there's that trial or tribulation that we're going through at the moment, and you're going to start to emotionally react to that thought. If you clear your emotions, put yourself in your happy place, put yourself into a deep relaxation, which is exactly what meditation is, you're going to allow those thoughts to come through your head, and then you're going to be able to process them. So things that you might not have thought about, thinking outside the box, thinking about a scenario or a situation that will remedy the stress that you're going through, you're not going to be able to think about those if you're super emotionally charged about it. So it's relaxing your emotions. That's the purpose of meditation. So we're going to backtrack again. So grounding, in order to ground, what you're doing is you're bringing yourself back into the moment. You're focusing on the here and now. You're focusing on the things that bring you joy. You're focusing on the wonderful food that you're eating, the crystal that you're holding. You're looking at, say it's crystal therapy. You're looking at the crystal's color and its texture and how it, the energy and intuitively what it makes you feel when you're holding that crystal. That's grounding. You're bringing yourself into that moment and you're only focusing on that specific moment, not what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, not what's going to happen a year from now, because none of that is guaranteed. Your future is not guaranteed. Literally the moment we are in right now is your guarantee. Your future is not guaranteed. That's the key. You have to focus on the here and now. You can make plans. Don't get me wrong. And I'll sidetrack on that one. I never say it's not good to make plans or it's not good to make, you know, goals and wishes that you're looking forward to. Planning is a great thing. I love planning. I have a 6-month plan, a year plan for my business. Tom and I have a 5 and 10 year and 15 year plan, of things that we want to accomplish and goals that we want to achieve. But the way we get there isn't necessarily as important as just getting there. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the process that it takes to get there. That's like when I do my coaching. I love when my clients get to the end part of the coaching, when they get to that point where their spiritually aligned life, they can see it. They're not focusing on the negativity. They're not specifically focusing on the positivity, but they're learning their lessons. They're vibing with the moment. And they're enjoying their life as it is. There's so many different facets to it. And I'm so glad that you guys are joining me on this journey, on this podcast. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.